Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. Really super duper excited to have two wonderful people in studio with me this morning. One you know very well from being on here a few times in the past, Mr. Danny Holmes from the Power of Putnam.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Danny. I don't know what title to call you anymore.
But it doesn't matter.
Danny's fine.
That's what mom and dad calls me.
Okay. So okay. Good. Well, we'll get into the title confusion later for me. It's not for anybody else. And then we have Miss Lila Noggle. Good morning, Lila.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm thrilled to be here.
Are you sure? Because you're sitting between, you're a rose among thorns right now.
Oh, I know. I feel like I'm like in between two sharks right now.
I don't know. Yeah. Lila is sitting in the middle of Danny and I. And so we're excited to talk about Power of Putnam. They have a wonderful event coming up tomorrow. It's Saturday, August 31st, and we're going to get into details at Dogwood Park from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's called the Overdose Awareness Day event put on by Power of Putnam, and we're going to get into all that. But before we really get into the detail of this event and Power of Putnam, Lila is a first-time guest, and y'all all know what I do with first-time guests. I have to get to know them because this is actually the first time I've met Miss Lila, and I'm excited. So, Lila, where are you from?
I'm actually here from Cookeville. I grew up here, went to high school, graduated from high school, and I decided to stay, and now I'm a full-time tech student.
Okay.
So it's been tons of fun. I have, like, the best group of people that I'm surrounded by, family-wise, friend-wise, coworker-wise. I'm truly blessed in that aspect.
So you're Cavalier.
Yes.
Yep, and that wings up, right?
That's
Tennessee
right.
Tech University.
That's
hometown
right.
girl, which I love. Mm-hmm. Of course, we welcome anybody. But, you know, Danny's told his history of being back and forth between Michigan and Tennessee and all that. So we have a hometown girl a lot. And so you're a full-time student in tech and
yes.
working with Danny Holmes?
Yes, unfortunately.
Well, so that's a lot. And Mr. Bill Gibson was going to join us today, this morning, but he had some other things getting ready for the event, so he's not here with us. Bill, we missed out on you. We hate that we're missing you this morning, but we'd love to have you come back sometime. So, Lila, what are you majoring in at tech? What do you think your career goals are?
Yeah, so right now I'm majoring in sociology. My concentration is in social work. I got to Power Putnam through my internship, and I was like, I'm not really sure what I want to do. So I was just scrolling down the internship list, and I said, this one sounds cool. Like, I'm from Putnam County, so this must be something that impacts my area. And so they were, you know, welcoming me with open arms and taking me in under their wings. And now this is something that I really love to do. And I plan, if they'll allow me, to stay with them for longer, because now I am working with them, no longer an intern, luckily. They liked me enough to keep me, so.
So I was going to ask you, when's your internship over? But it's over, and now you're
yes.
an employee, right?
Yes.
That's awesome. Danny, good job on that. You and Bill.
Hey, let me tell you
Bill,
something. Miss Lila is very exceptional, and I really, truly mean that. She came to us, and she just has the will and what it takes to do the job, and I admire her going to school full time and working. That's tough.
Yeah, how much it is tough. How much does your sociology major help you in the role with Power Putnam?
It helps me so much. We have classes that talk about, like, you know, certain theories, and I'm able to go through this job. And I was part of the Misuse Coalition at Tech as well for a semester. And, you know, I'm so easily able to apply what I learned in class to this job. And it's really just interesting to see overall.
Well, yeah. I think it's amazing anytime a current student in college or high school can go out in the field and get some, you know, real life experience, right? And work with professionals as Bill Gibson and Danny Holmes in this field. I mean, Danny has been in law enforcement, public safety, and drug awareness for his whole career, basically. And so, you know, you're learning. We're aggravating him today, I know, but
yeah.
you're going to learn a lot from Danny and all the stuff he's been through, and of course, Bill as well. Power Putnam's been around. Do we know how long?
Yeah, 2003.
It's been around a while, right?
21 years.
Yeah, and so the office is located in the West Town Center there, 25 West Broad Street, which is the same location as my former office at UT. So I was there, I would see Bill and all of you all quite often, and just really proud that of the program that holds and that offers to people in drug awareness and just education. And I think it's wonderful. So we have this event coming up tomorrow, 8 to 4 p.m. at Dogwood Park, Overdose Awareness Day event for Power Putnam. Danny, you've been at Power Putnam for a few months now. I mean, you left the city of Baxter as police chief, went right into the next day as
a,
an employee of Power Putnam. And we talked about your role there, but how's that role? Has it expanded since you started? I mean, how's it going?
You know, it's been very good for me. And we talked about this last time I was here. You know, it's like a full circle. You know, I started in 1992 teaching DARE, the Drug Abuse Resistance Education Program. And now, in 2024, I'm back teaching. We met the other day with White Plains, and we're going to be there teaching. And, of course, Ben Heron is just a – oh, wow. What can I say about Ben Heron? Been a true friend for many years, and he's accepted us into the school. And we're super excited about it. So it's been good for me.
I can say that Ben's excited to have you. And, of course, he's one of my best friends in the world. And he loves his role there, and one reason he loves it's because of things that you all are doing, the programs you're doing to help those students there, and you know, be more aware of real world events with drug abuse and all that going on outside. So I love the partnership between Power Putnam and this White Plains School and others. I guess you all are you all in other schools?
High school, yeah.
So
Cookeville, high
Cookeville,
school.
Okay, yeah. So I love the fact that you all are out there in amongst students talking to them about this. So. How many, of course, we know Mr. Gibson Bill is the director, right, of Power Putnam?
He says he is.
He's not here. I'm not sure now, but no. And so there's, are you two, is there any other, are there any other employees? Okay, how many other employees?
Well, I share an office with two others, the coolest people in the world, and their names are Alec and Morgan. They really helped me. They really took me in. Morgan, when I was an intern, I was like her little baby. She was like, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it. And it's because of her that I think they thought I was proficient enough to hire me on.
Good.
And then in the office next door with Danny, he shares with Mateo and Luke. And then in the office across from us is Amy Gibson and Bill Gibson.
Okay. So, and that again, that office, Lyle and I were talking before, I was in that office for 7 years, so there's four offices, right, if I remember right, and there's an opening area. So that's a great office, especially for multiple employees. There were only two of us when we were there. So we shared four offices, so we had two offices apiece, basically. But yeah, it's a great space, great location for you all to be in the center of Cookeville, the west side of Cookeville. All right, let's talk about what this event looks like Saturday, because I want to give me all the details and who are you looking to have? What's your audience that you're looking for on Saturday?
So we're looking for anybody in recovery, anybody who has lost someone to overdose, anybody who knows someone who is struggling. Basically, our goal is just to create an environment for people to know that it's a safe space for them to grieve. We're having a vigil with candle lights and a banner signing to kind of remember those who we've lost. And our goal is just to make sure that people know that they can grieve and have it be okay.
I think that's a great time. I mean, it's one of those things where it's open, right? I mean, it's
open to the public. Anybody can come.
But that people shouldn't feel ashamed or embarrassed to be there. It's everybody that's going to be there is there to help each other or experiencing the same thing, right?
Yes, and we're going to have public speakers who, you know, are sharing their story, who are, you know, we're going to have an open mic moment so that if anybody who didn't volunteer to speak wants to speak, they have that opportunity. We're trying to make it as open as possible, and I'm really stressing for it to be a safe space for everybody overall.
I think that's great. Do you have you know who the speakers are going to be? Do you have a list of those? I'm putting you on the spot, and you can look that up while I'm talking. But I think so. The opportunity to get so a scheduled speaker is always good. You know, you're having people there you know what they've been through. Their testimonies are impactful. They reach people that especially that's been through the same thing, or and I guess you all would encourage family members to come of those that are impacted. Well, maybe that's going through something with drugs and the addiction and going through programming, but the family, this is for family members too, right? Because they may have somebody that's still and you know can't get out of that dark spot, but the family can come and just and be a place, a safe space, like you said, for them to interact with each other and talk to each other and hopefully help each other with, you know, with some hugs and conversation and real life experiences.
Yeah, absolutely. I think family members are going to be ones to have some of the best testimonies because, you know, they didn't experience it firsthand, but they got to see it from a different perspective. And I think that's going to be really important for someone, you know, maybe in Cookeville or in Putnam County to hear, because that's something that I don't know how to word it. Maybe, oh, I'm lost for words here. Danny, what do you think? I can't.
Well, you know, this event is for the family members to come and let's talk about it, yep. You know, and together we can make a difference. And so yes. that's what it's all about. And it's going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be fun. You know, we've got a lot of things scheduled. Tell them about the band that's coming.
Oh, so we have a singer, an artist. Her name is Cherokee Hope Upton. Mm-hmm. She has played in local areas before. And I actually, this is funny how I found her. I posted on Facebook and I was like, hey, who are some of y'all's favorite like local artists? And she was mentioned a few times. So I reached out to her to see if she'd be interested. And she said, yeah, like I would love to do that. I can't wait now. And so she'll be opening our event with music.
Great. Yeah. I mean, music's always, it reaches everybody, right?
Yeah. Everybody loves music.
Oh, yeah. And so when you start an event, because it's, I mean, this is not, I didn't organize this, you know, Lila, so tell me if I'm wrong, but I imagine this is not a place to mourn. This is a place to talk and, like you said, a safe space. I mean, there might be a little bit of, there's going to be some sadness, but it's a happy place, right? It's a,
yes.
It's not, you're not bringing there people to just to be sad all night.
No,
so obviously
certainly
the
not.
Music's going to help, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that space for you all to give people an opportunity to be together, especially those families. And I hope people that's been suffering through drug addiction are there and that are recovering and they come and that helps them move forward in their process. Because I know it's a process as an addict to recover. And so I hope that's a part of it. So I'm Ben Rogers. I have Mr. Danny Holmes and Miss Lila Noggle with me from Power Putnam. They're discussing the Overdose Awareness Day event that's happening tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Dogwood Park. We'll be back after this break in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. I have guests, Mr. Danny Holmes and Miss Lila Noggle from the Power of Putnam. They are here to discuss Power of Putnam and the wonderful event going on tomorrow at Dogwood Park from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's called Overdose Awareness Day Event. Power Putnam is huge in educating and being a resource for people with drug addiction, helping those combat the addiction and also be aware of what overdose does does to your body, could ruin your life, or, you know, and hurt your families. And they're just huge in the community. They've been around since 2003. Thank y'all again for being here. Let's continue talking about the event, and then, Danny, I want to get into what you're doing in Monterey as well. But, Lila, do you have a list of speakers for us for the event tomorrow?
Yeah, so we are starting off our speakers pretty strong. We're going to have our Putnam County Mayor, Randy Porter. He is willing and excited to sign a proclamation for us, basically stating that, you know, Putnam County recognizes International Overdose Awareness Day as an important day. So that's going to be a really big thing for us. And then we will be hearing from Justin Veals. We'll be hearing from Beth Henley with Real Life Recovery. We also will be hearing from the Cookeville Police Department, kind of discussing what they're doing to help prevent and, you know, any numbers that they may have. We're hearing from Nikki Payne from This Is Living Ministries, Jennifer Willis with Next Step, and also Dylan Johnson with Narcotic Anonymous.
Okay. Good deal. That's a good lineup. I actually went to school with Jennifer Willis. You speak to her at Upperman.
Yes.
Was a good friend of mine, and she's doing so well. I'm proud to see that lineup. That's a really good lineup. Mayor Porter is obviously phenomenal in his passion to serve, especially for our community in this area, right? He's obviously going to make this an important part of Putnam County, and I'm thankful for that. As a commissioner, I'm thankful for that. Danny, you and I cannot talk about commission stuff because that violates sunshine law, so we won't. But Danny and I do share seats in the 8th District as commissioners, and I've been proud to serve with him for the last 10 years. We got 2 years left, Danny, good Lord willing. But proud of you and what you're doing with Power Putnam. So, Danny, let's talk about your role and what you're going to be doing in Monterey.
Of course, August 31st is set aside every year as the International Overdose Awareness Day. And I was contacted by a former DARE student from Monterey that actually lives in Virginia now. And she contacted me and told me on August 31st they're going to have Hope in the Park. And it's basically going to be the same thing that they're doing at Dogwood. I'm going to be a guest speaker there. And it is also starting at 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And Miss Lila told me that I had to get back to Dogwood Park for the vigil, which I will do. But, you know, it was so neat that Amanda contacted me. And you know, when I did the DARE program, it was more than going to the classroom. So when school was over with, I'd take three or four students, and we'd go to the Dairy Queen, and we'd have ice cream, and we just had a big, well, she was one of them. And she was telling me her story that she got addicted, and now she's clean, and wrote a book. And it was so funny. She said, "I just want you to know that you're in my book." And I said, "Well, I would love to have an autographed copy." And within a week, it came to me in the mail. I haven't had a chance to read it yet. But, you know, this is huge, Ben, and I have students. You know, we're talking 30, 40 years ago that they were in my DARE class, and they'll either say, "Hey, there's Sergeant Holmes," or "There's Lieutenant Dan," or or something to that, whatever I was going by at the time I was teaching. And it just makes you feel really good. So Hope in the Park is also going to have music and food and speakers. And, you know, it's basically the same theme. Our theme for 2024 is Together We Can. And we can. And you know, we think about International Overdose Awareness Day, August 31st. But the power of Putnam thinks about it each and every day. That is what we do, and that's what we're going to continue to do. And, you know, if you've never been to a coalition meeting, we meet the first Thursday of every month, and at 11 a.m. we'll serve you a great meal. We have great speakers, and it's just great to see everybody that comes out that's part of helping, you know, combat drug overdose.
Where do y'all meet every month, Dan?
We meet at the Coble Police Department.
Okay, Coble Police Department, first Thursday?
First Thursday, 11 a.m.
11 a.m., coalition meeting, and like you said, food there, and obviously education awareness and or overdose awareness with education. So moderate at the same time,
yes.
4 to 8 p.m., is that
yes.
what you said? You'll see Danny Holmes in Monterey. You won't see him in Coble until the vigil, right?
Yeah.
Lila says, "Danny, you're going to be there at the vigil, so don't be speeding down the mountain."
That
yeah,
was so
right.
funny. Lila said, "Well, I've got you involved with the vigil." And I said, "I'll be there. I'll
well,
be there."
It was, it's funny because I said, like a month ago, I said, yes. "Danny, are you okay to like yeah. speak at my event? Because, you know, you're a pretty big part of Putnam County and Power Putnam as a whole." And he said, "Well, yeah, I'd love to." And then he just took that and threw it right out of his mind, it feels like. So I said, "You have to be here at like 7 o'clock, Danny."
That's right.
No options, no questions.
But I will be there. It's going to be fun. And everybody from the Power of Putnam will be at Dogwood Park. Everybody, Bill and Amy and just the whole staff will be there. And it's going to be fun. And so I've told Mary, I said, "You got to go with me to Monterey first. And then when we get through with Monterey, we'll head back down the mountain to Dogwood." And we're super excited. This is my first one. I haven't been involved with that. And so Miss Lila has taken this thing by the reins. And it's going to be a great event. We're excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for you all. I hate that I won't be in town, but you all will have a wonderful event because you two are involved. I know Bill and Amy and the rest of your crew has done a great job. So you did mention food. I mean, the reason I say that, people like food, right? Food will be at both locations. Is that right?
Well, I think Monterey beat me to all the food trucks.
Oh,
I tried booking
okay.
some, and they were like, "We're booked, girl, sorry."
Well, the good thing about Dogwood Park, though, it's local to so many restaurants.
Exactly, right,
right
so, in the middle of town.
Right in the middle of town.
Super close to everything.
So Monterey has the food, and Dogwood Park will be right there around the restaurants who have access to food. But the main thing is you're coming together as a part of a day that you're bringing awareness for overdose and having people there that's been involved, it's affected their lives. And so as a commissioner, Danny, you know that we give money to through the Opioid Abatement Council, and we've given money to the Power of Putnam. We've appropriated that and other, like you, Next Step is part of that as well, to help with the funding of things, because you all are doing so much out there, and it's hard to get all the funding to do what you want to do. So Putnam County, through these lawsuits that were issued a few years ago on behalf of counties and cities and states across the country, these pharmaceutical companies filed these lawsuits because of the opioid addiction and opioid use. And these pharmacies are a big part of that. They just keep, you know, giving out these opioids. And so they were sued, and all this money's coming through. And the counties and cities are doing really good things with that money to help programs and these nonprofits do these things like you are doing. So I'm thankful to be a part of that. And I look forward to hearing how it goes on Saturday, because I'm going to call you. I'm going to need your number. I'm going to ask you if Danny made it on time.
I'll let you know.
But we do have one more segment with them here on Local Matters. This has been Rogers. I have Miss Lala Noggle, and I have Mr. Danny Holmes with Power Putnam. Their event is tomorrow, Overdose Awareness Day event. And one location in Monterey and another location at Dogwood Park, 4 to 8 p.m. And we'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers. I am with Mr. Danny Holmes, Miss Lala Noggle. They are with the Power of Putnam. We are highlighting and talking about the Overdose Awareness Day event tomorrow. One location is in Cookeville at Dogwood Park from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. The other location is in Monterey at the park there in the center of town. Is that right, Danny?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so if you
want to Whitaker Park.
Whitaker Park, yes. If you want to see Danny Holmes, you'll go to Monterey. From 4 to 7, yep. If you want to see Miss
4 to 6:30,
yeah, because you got to be back by 7 at Dogwood Park.
That's
and
right.
If you want to see Miss Lala, you go to Dogwood Park. She'll be there all day. She's coordinating the event along with everyone else at Power Putnam. Just a great, great day set up. We've talked about a lot of it, but we're not quite done about everything good happening there. So, what else do we have that people may be excited about for the event tomorrow?
Well, free t-shirts. Everybody loves free things. I love free things. And so it's just a t-shirt and it says, you know, Overdose Awareness Day, and it's purple. So I hope you like the color purple. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of the theme. We're painting the park purple this year. We also are having a kids zone. So this event is family friendly. We'll have like a bouncy house and face painting and games for kids. And we also have volunteers who have very kindly decided to kind of watch over that kid zone, so that if an adult maybe who has a kid with them wants to take a minute to grieve, then they can totally do that, you know, kid free without having to worry about anything.
That's great. So how many volunteers? I hadn't asked. How many volunteers do you all have?
Okay, so we have quite a few. Our coalition members, of course, were like jumping the gun on volunteering, which was amazing. We have like one of the best coalitions ever. They're super involved, and I am so thankful for that. And then also the service sorority on Tennessee Tech's campus, Omega Phi Alpha, they have decided to volunteer with us, and they are the ones watching over the kids zone. And they are a really awesome organization. I've worked closely with them throughout the years. I volunteered a lot with them last year. I was actually the vice president of the sorority in college. I'm still in college, but I'm alum now because I met my 4 years requirements. But they're awesome, and our coalition members are also awesome, and I'm just super, super, super thankful for the amount of help that we're receiving.
Yeah, you all do a wonderful job, but it's also nice to have some assistance, right?
Yeah, absolutely. With that.
So, and you all, speaking of helping out, you have a couple people that's done some things for you all free, no charge, right?
Yes. So Out the Door Printing has been super kind in donating our banner that we will have people sign to kind of remember their relatives. We asked them, we reached out, and we're like, hey, can we get a banner to sign? We were totally willing to pay, and he said, you can have it free of charge. Like, it's a donation from me to you. Please take this, because they are a recovery-based as well company. They hire, you know, people who have struggled getting a job because of their addiction past, and they are a really awesome organization.
That's great. I'm thankful our community, as we all seen over the last few years, steps up to the challenge when people are needed to volunteer, people are needed to provide things maybe at a low cost or free when it's not affordable to do certain things like this. And I think Power Putnam has earned that reputation that anybody is going to come out and help them with all the good work they do. The Kids Zone will be fun, of course, and that'll, you know, again, if I think it's important to have that, like you said, if there's an adult that has kids that has to bring them because they don't have any other option, but they want to come and be impacted, they can. You can come, leave your kids at the Kids Zone. They will be supervised and safe, and you can and mourn and grieve or however you want to handle the day and whatever your need is that day. You can do it without worrying about if your kids are okay, right? Because they're going to have a place. Danny, I want to ask you right quick, and I think we've talked about it, but I forgot. At what point in your career did you decide you wanted to be part of DARE?
Well, I didn't really decide on my own.
Okay.
But let me tell you the story real quick. So, you know, back in DARE started in 1986. And Roy Cravens, everybody knows Brother Roy, and bless his heart, he's retired now. But he was the first DARE officer for the city of Coogville Police Department. So, of course, we all know who the father of DARE was, Senator Tommy Burks. He's the one that introduced the legislation. He's the one that got it going. So one day, Senator Burks was in Sheriff Abstin's office, Jerry Abstin, and he was my boss, and he called me in. And he said, hey, he said, I've been sitting here with Tommy, and he thinks you'd make a great DARE officer. And I go, what is that? I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
And of course, Tommy started explaining it to me, and that I'd go into the schools with, you know, six or seven lessons. And I said, yeah, I think I would like that. So it was great. I mean, they sent me to school for 2 weeks in Murfreesboro and taught by the Tennessee Highway Patrol. And they were just great mentors. And we actually stay in contact today. And it was a grueling, grueling class. I never was just that great on writing essays and doing stuff like that. But we graduated. I went into the school. I went to Monterey, Baxter, and Allgood. And we took it a little bit further. One of the greatest things that was going on was our principals. You know, they just took this program and said, hey, if Danny Holmes comes, whether it's a DARE day or not, let's do fun stuff. So I'd show up in the middle of the week. It wasn't even time to do a class. We'd go outside. We'd play kickball. We would play softball. And it was just, school basically was just shut down the sixth grade for us to have fun. And I think that was really neat. And then I even took it a little bit further. You know, we had Opryland at that time. And I would take 10 or 12 students every year to Opryland.
Right.
And I've got a guy right now, bless his heart, he still remembers that. He was going through a tough time in school. And, and he'll still reach out. And it just blesses my heart to hear him speak. And he said, you don't realize the impact that you had on my life. And I hear that all the time. And, it's just that was a great program, and I hate to see that we lost that in Putnam County because it's still going on. The program kind of got outdated. You know, I did it for 10 years, from 1992 to 2002, and it was a little bit outdated, but I think they've redone the curriculum, and I'd like to see that back someday if it could happen.
Sure, yeah, I had just missed you as my DARE officer. I had Trooper Tony Wilson the year before.
Trooper T.
Yeah, he was great, too.
He was.
I missed out on Danny Holmes as my DARE officer, but thankful to share a lot of things with him now in our community. So we've talked about the event. Remind you one more time, tomorrow, Dogwood Park and Monterey's Whitaker Park, same time, two different locations, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. It is Power Putnam's Overdose Awareness Day event. Many speakers lined up. We have a band lined up for Dogwood Park. There'll be some food in Monterey, a kid zone in Dogwood Park. There's so many things going on. Free T-shirts. Just an exciting time for overdose awareness. It's an impactful day. We hope people were able to attend and just be at a place of calmness and safety, as you said. It's great. It's a safe place for people to come and be together concerning overdose awareness. What other things does the Power of Putnam have coming up after the awareness event? What other things y'all doing?
We'll be tailgating at every single Putnam County school football game. So you'll see us there handing out, you know, resources to students, letting them know the impact that substance misuse could have on them and playing games with them because, you know, substance misuse is a scary thing for a high schooler. It was scary for me. And the games will be there to kind of lift them up a little bit and let them know that prevention's not super scary and prevention's important for them.
I think that's great. Students now, and I do not have kids, but I have nephews, so I can relate somewhat. Students now need that reassurance for maybe someone outside of their family, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I was a teenager and I adored my parents, but you know, there was times I probably thought, well, I knew better than them, and I didn't. And reality is I didn't know better than my parents. It's also good to hear things like that from outside of family. So I'm thankful you all there for those events. Danny, right quick, you start as the mayor of Baxter just in a couple days now, and so look forward to seeing you in that role. You're chief for I don't how many years 10
13
13 years. Called you chief. I've called you commissioner. I'm going to mess it up, but I'm going to start calling you mayor. Mayor Holmes. But congratulations, happy for you on that new adventure for you and your family. I know you'll do well. Baxter's been doing well, and you're going to continue to do that. And there's things that I know you have planned, and we'll talk another episode about that after you get your feet wet. But I wanted to make sure to wish you good luck on that. And
thank you, Ben.
Sorry, I won't be there for your swearing in, but you know, I'll send you a message and wish you the best of luck, and we'll see each other soon. Lila, thank you for what you're doing for Power Putnam. I think, and I got a couple minutes, but I'm going to get on my soapbox for a minute. Young people get a bad rap sometimes for not caring about their community or not wanting to serve. They say I'll hear a lot of older folks, and I feel old now, but say kids can't get out of their phones. Well, that's not always true, right? And there's a live example sitting in front of me with Miss Lila Noggle. She is at the Power Putnam. She's coordinated these events tomorrow. That's coming up tomorrow. She's almost a full time employee, I guess, at Power Putnam with a full time school schedule. Right?
Yes, this is my last semester. Actually, I'm super blessed and excited to be graduating in December. So,
well, congratulations on that. I know you're excited, but thank you for your role in the community, and thank you for keeping this one over here somewhat straight.
Oh my goodness, I try my best. He walks into the office and everybody knows he's here.
Yeah,
that's true.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
no.
I'd rather. I've only seen the man not happy a couple times in my last 10 years. So most of the time, he's happy. He's proud to be here. He's proud to be serving. We do get frustrated with certain things, but we keep pressing on for the community. We love Baxter, and you obviously love your community, or you wouldn't be doing this. So I'm very thankful.
Yes.
So thank you both for being here.
Thank you
for having
Appreciate
us.
It.
Yeah.
It's very excited about your event tomorrow, and I hope it grows. Hope it grows well, everyone. I hope you have a great weekend. If you can make it to Dogwood Park or Whitaker Park in Monterey and attend these Overdose Awareness Day events by Power Putnam, remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is to frown. Make somebody's day. Don't be mean to people. Be kind. It brings so much more joy to people when you're nice and you're helpful and you're not vindictive and you're not trying to ruin somebody's day. Be nice. Be kind. This has been Local Matters with Ben Rogers. We'll see you next week.